Hi, this is Yitz Novak. We are studying Masechta Bava.
We are in the 8th Perek, 3rd Mishnah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah teaches us, and it's an example of what we had just done in Mishnah Beis. Previous Mishnah taught us the order of the inheritance. Specifically, if somebody has a son, the son inherits. If somebody doesn't have a son, then a daughter could inherit. And biblically, we have an example of this. Tzachad was up for inheritance, or passed away. He had many sons. So the question came before Moshe, by the daughters of Tzachad, the family of Tzachad, do we, being the daughters, do we receive the inheritance of our father? Ultimately, the answer was yes. And aside from getting their shares, the brother, Tzachad had a brother who died childless, and therefore the brother's portion was inherited by his brothers, and Tzachad's share was passed along to his daughter. So they actually got, they took more than Tzachad's portion himself. They also got a piece of Tzachad's deceased brother's portion as well. The Mishnah reads, "Benos Tzachad natlu shlosha chalakim benachalak." They received, the daughters of Tzachad received three shares of inheritance. Chelak avihen, the share of their father, who was amongst those who shehayu im yotzei Mitzrayim, was amongst those who left Mitzrayim. Vechilku im echad b'nechzei chefer, and his share amongst the brothers in the estate of chefer. V'shehayu b'chor notel shnei chalakim, and that which, being a firstborn, he takes pishnayim. There's a concept in inheritance that the firstborn collects two. Torah tells us that, and therefore the firstborn gets a second extra share, so they received those three shares. Tzavchad had the double share of Chefer plus Tzavchad's personal share, so they had three shares, and then in addition there was the extra piece of Tzavchad's the portion of that Tzavchad received of his brother that did not have any children. That's not mentioned in the Mishnah. That is Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Daled. Echad ben ve'echad abas benachla. Both the son and the daughter have the same laws concerning nachla, concerning inheritance. Meaning that the laws of inheritance are uniform for both the son and the daughter when there is no son. Regardless of which relative they are going to be inheriting property from. Ella, Shaben nota pishnai b'nechseheav, v'eino nota pishnai b'nechseheim. The one difference is that a son would take a pishnai, the second share, of the father's estate, but not of the mother's estate. This is referring to a son who is a firstborn. The double share in his father comes, but not the mother, because the Torah teaches us in the pasuk that tells us that teaches us about the inheritance. The Gemara makes a diuk on the word lo to him. Then, because it says him, it is construed to refer to the father only, and therefore the possessions of the father would qualify for this concept of pishnayim, the double portion of the bechor, and that of the father, but not of the mother. Mishnah continues, v'habanos nizonos minichsei av, v'eina nizonos minichsei ha'eb. The daughters are supported from the father's estate, but they're not supported from the mother's estate. So when a person passes away, the daughters are supported by the estate until they become adults or until they get married. Their support actually would take priority of a son receiving a normal inheritance. So, and the reason for this is that every Jewish husband binds himself with a ksuba, and the ksuba that says that the daughters of the wife will be taken care of by the estate in the event that he passes. Therefore, the monies that would have to go to support the daughters are in effect bound before the inheritance, and therefore they're not really there, and therefore
the son actually has nothing to inherit if there isn't enough money to not to just the or there's nothing to inherit and the money that has to go to raising the daughters. However, they are not supported from the mother's estate because the mother doesn't sign the ksuba and commit to that. It's only the father that has that. And that's the end of the fourth Mishnah.